It is 31 March. It's Sunday. It's the last day of March. And let's see here. I'm Charlie Garrett, and this is the CG Prophecy Report. A satanic cult. That and a lot of other things to go over on today's report. Okay, first order of news is obviously that it's Resurrection Day. It's the most important day of the Christian calendar. And just want to thank the Lord for his wonderful work, the cross that led to the resurrection. And because of that, we have a hope of eternal life. I try to say this from time to time, that there are people that watch these updates or these reports, and they've been doing it for years. And every once in a while, I'll get an email from somebody that says, you know, I didn't really know Jesus, and I was just watching these things. And the point of doing these reports is to understand the world from a biblical context. And you can't understand a biblical context unless you've called on Jesus. Okay, so you may be watching this, and you may find it interesting, all these things that are in the world, and bad news, and this and that. But without Jesus, you have no hope at all of eternal life. Actually, everybody will live forever. It's just where will you be spending it? And the eternal life that we're talking about is eternal life that is restored life with God. And that came about through the person of Jesus Christ. So if you haven't called on Jesus and you're watching this report right now, I would ask you to seriously consider what you believe and why. And why you think that you should be allowed to enter into the presence of God. So there you go with that. And from our Israel category this week, from All Israel, Israel to welcome more Indian workers amid burgeoning Indian-Israeli ties. We've talked about this. They're bringing in people from other countries, and India has a very, very cheap source of labor, and they've got lots and lots of people. So there's no end to the amount of importation they could use from India to Israel right now. The Israeli construction sector relies mostly on Palestinians from Judea and Samaria, internationally known as the West Bank. However, due to heightened security threats, due to a growing number of terrorist attacks against Israelis emanating from the West Bank, Jerusalem has decided to find an international solution to its labor shortage. The influx of Indian workers to Israel is also a function of strong and growing diplomatic and economic relations between Israel and India. In 2023, the Asian giant India officially surpassed China as the world's most populous country, numbering over 1.4 billion people. India is one of a few countries with almost no history of anti-Semitism. A small Jewish community has continued to thrive in India both before and after India gained its independence from Great Britain in 1947. India and Israel established full diplomatic relations in 1992 following the end of the Cold War era. Since then, relations between the two nations have become increasingly warm, especially under the leadership of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Prime Minister Modi. Both leaders were warmly welcomed when they visited each other's respective countries. India has become Israel's second most important Asian export market after China. In addition, there is a growing intelligence and military cooperation between Jerusalem and New Delhi. Like Israel, India has faced the threat of Islamic terrorism. Breitbart, Trudeau government cuts off arms sales to Israel. Canada's arms exports to Israel are minuscule, so it's no big deal, but amounting to less than $90 million over the past 9 years. So it's just almost nothing, but the vast majority of Canada's military exports to Israel come in the form of parts and components. Israel's Foreign Minister Katz said, "I am sorry that the government of Canada is taking this step that undermines Israel's right to self-defense in the face of Hamas murderers who carried out terrible crimes against humanity and against innocent Israelis, including the elderly, women, and children. Trudeau has adopted a posture toward Israel in the war against Hamas that has been inconsistent at best." Canada sided with Israel after opening arguments at the ICJ in a case brought by South Africa accusing Israel of genocide. But Canada also restored funding to the UNRWA after the staff at the organization were accused of participating in the October attacks against Israel. Not only are they accused, they did it. Okay, we don't need to say accused here. They actually did those things. Okay, the UNRWA, United Nations, participated in killing people in Israel. Okay, they did it. There's no, as far as I'm concerned, these, you know, it's always you read these articles and it says, suspect allegedly kills person in the street with a machete, and they've got him on video. They know he did it, and it's not alleged. The person did it, okay? Earlier, the Canadian Parliament adopted a resolution calling for a two-state solution to the conflict after left-wing politicians wanted an even stronger resolution calling for the recognition of a Palestinian state. Jewish news. Canada drops recognition of Palestinian statehood after Trudeau-Gantz phone call. So they let that one go. Times of Israel. Spain, Ireland, Malta, Slovenia agree to work towards Palestinian state recognition. Now, they did come and say that they wouldn't do it without the EU, but if they're working on this together, the EU will allow them to do that if they want. I'm certain of it. New York Post. U.S. submits draft resolution to, now this is all from a week ago. You probably saw some of these, maybe all of them, but I just want to show you a progress of things. U.S. submits draft resolution to UN calling for immediate ceasefire in Gaza tied to hostage release. From the Times of Israel, Russia, China veto U.S. resolution at the UN calling for Gaza ceasefire tied to hostage deal. Zero Hedge, U.S. decries outrageous China and Russia veto of its Gaza ceasefire resolution at the United Nations. From the Times of Israel, United Nations Security Council vote set this week, which happened last week, on new Gaza ceasefire resolution, U.S. unlikely to back it. They just did one, and now they're unlikely to back one. Times of Israel, UN Security Council adopts call for Gaza ceasefire, hostage release as U.S. abstains. U.S. argues resolution is non-binding, so there's no impact on Israel's ability to continue to go after Hamas. Indicates inclusion of call to free hostages, let it to forego veto. They don't care. This is just people saying that they're going to do something and then not doing it. Okay, we say now we've got the guy in the White House that says, I am going to be tough on Israel. Why? Because it's an election year. And he's got all these people on the left upset with him. And then what does he do? We'll find out more next week. But he's funding Israel in new and inventive ways. Okay, this is all smokescreen. It is all lies. It's business as usual. It's murder on demand around the world. Fund every possible war. And I'm pro this war when it's on Israel's side. Don't get me wrong. Israel needs to take out the enemy, okay? But this is all just statesmanship. It's all just smokescreen, and everything you see has an agenda behind it. They don't want these resolutions or they would have passed, right? And then the U.S. that wanted that resolution suddenly says we're abstaining from voting, which is a slap in Israel's face to garner, you know, support from the left. That's all that's going on here. It's a bunch of nonsense, but I wanted you to see the progression of that from the Times of Israel. IDF says 500 Hamas Islamic Jihad members captured at Gaza's Shifa Hospital. All we hear about in the news over the past month has been Israel war crimes, Israel war crimes, without any identified, not one identified, but that's the constant drum of the media and everybody that's out there that is saying this war is, it needs to end. And yet they have 500 war crimes in one hospital that have been arrested. 100 and some have been killed, etc. They've gone in there and they found caches of weapons. Not one word of war crime from them. But Israel is the perpetrator of all of this stuff. Okay, there you go. Got some news from Christianity here from the Post-Millennial. Satanic temple isn't a real religion. Okay, why is this important? The Christian veteran charged in the beheading of a satanic statue placed in the Iowa Capitol is seeking to have the hate crime charge against him removed because the satanic temple group is not considered a religion. Sarah Pasquale for Michael Cassidy wrote that the violation of individual rights enhancement in the case is inapplicable as well as unconstitutional. Pasquale wrote that the law regarding crimes motivated by the person, meaning the victim's race, color, religion, ancestry, national origin, political affiliation, sex, sexual orientation, age, disability, was not applicable in Cassidy's case, as the display was owned by the Satanic Temple and is a legal entity, not an individual that can have race, sex, disability, or practice a religion. They are charging this guy with a hate crime for cutting off the head of a statue that belongs to a legal entity. That's what it comes down to. It could never be said, save in Wonderland, that Best Buy is Buddhist. Pasquale noted that the Satanic Temple is not a religion for the purpose of the statute, as a religion entails a system of faith and worship, and the Satanic Temple has specifically said that they don't have a belief in a personal Satan. She also noted comments made by a temple leader in which it was a common misconception that the Satanic Temple is a theistic religion that worships Satan as an entity. The temple's own words establish that it is not a religion within the ordinary meaning of religion, as they have no faith, do not worship, and reject the supernatural. That they call themselves a religion simply does not make it so. Even if it is found that the law is applicable, Pasquale wrote that it would still violate free speech as outlined in the Iowa and U.S. constitutions because the hate crime law, in this case, seeks to punish Cassidy's thoughts. It cannot withstand constitutional muster. So we'll see if that actually goes through. It will, even if he gets convicted, it will be overthrown at a higher court. But it's nonsense that they're doing here. They want to do this. They want to close Christians off from being able to say anything. They want to intimidate you. This is the typical stand that these people take. And this person is thinking this through rightly and also going back and using their own words against them. So we'll see where it goes. From American Military News, Alabama senator pegs it. Alabama senator attacks Democrats, opponents as satanic cult. Tommy Tuberville likened his political opponents to members of a satanic cult and said, "No Democrat supports God. I've traveled all over the country, all 50 states. I've been in good places and bad places. The one thing I saw, we are losing our kids to a satanic cult." He's calling the Democrat Party of the United States of America a satanic cult. And he is right. There's not one Democrat that can tell you they stand up for God, unless they're lying to your face, okay? Tuberville, according to the article, predicted that left-wing mobs are planning chaos around the country to help Biden win re-election against a comeback attempt from President Trump. They've basically taken God out of everything that we're doing. I don't know any other way to express it other than it's some kind of cult that they're trying to push on our kids and all Americans. Well, if he was sent a copy of what I read you once a year from 1964 that was read into the congressional record, he'd know that they are not just a cult, that they are a communist entity. And he may realize this, and he just hasn't put the religious aspect together with the political aspect because he doesn't know what Sid Herlong read into the congressional record. But they are a communist entity, and they are a bunch of satanic worshipers. All right. We have got to get back to our moral values. If we can't get back to that and let the Democrats continue to push this cult on us and take God away from our country, we're going to have huge problems. Well, you know, it's a little late down the road for that, but at least he's making a stand. From Not the Bee, United Methodist Church slashes budget to smallest in 40 years. Good. After mass exodus from denomination. Yes. The three-year, $346.7 million budget for the General Conference is the smallest budget they've had since 1984. That's the year I joined the Air Force, and that was like a long time ago. The last time the General Conference met, way back in 2016, the budget was over $600 million, making this a 43% decrease in the budget. Now, here's my question. How many numbskulls does it take to give $346 million to a church that doesn't believe the Bible? Right? I mean, you know, I know that I get attacked for saying things like this guy's this and this guy's that. How do you define somebody like this that would give money to a church that flies gay flags in the church and doesn't believe what the Bible says? How do you call it anything other than nutty. Okay? So nearly one quarter of churches and nearly one half of the money is gone. Add to the 7,700 churches that have left another 2,000 plus churches that have essentially died out and financially gone under. And the UMC is in a disastrous state. It might not survive a few more years. Well, all I can say about that is good. Yes. Let them go. Okay? These people need to be told the Bible. They need to be told that Jesus is the answer and he is also a righteous judge. He's not going to tolerate that kind of stuff. So they are, you know, doing it to themselves with their bad policies, but Jesus is going to be vindicated against them when they stand before him. That's all there is to it. And these people that are, you know, they call congregations sheep because that's the term God uses. People are sheep. They need a leader. When you have a bad leader, you make bad decisions. And that's what's happening in these churches. I don't hate these people. I just can't believe that they do the things they do and that people won't pick this book up and read it and find out what they're doing is incorrect. It is inappropriate. And they actually argue against you when you take the biblical stand. Like you're some kind of a pariah. I don't get that type of thinking. Okay, we got some news from the Middle East and Africa today. From Zero Hedge, illegal immigration soars 541% on West African route into the EU. Europe's illegal immigration crisis shows no signs of slowing, with the first 2 months of 2024 showing 31,200 irregular border crossings, which is the same level as last year's near record numbers. The Western African route remained the busiest migratory route in the EU, with arrivals in January and February reaching nearly 12,100. This was the highest total for these 2 months since Frontex began collecting data in 2011. In recent months, criminal groups based in Mauritania that focus on human trafficking have been sending sub-Saharan migrants transiting through the country to the Canary Islands, which belong to Spain, but lay off the coast of Africa. People smugglers cram these people into even greater numbers into the Cayuco boats, representing a serious threat to their lives, but higher profit margins for the gangs. Last year saw an immigration tsunami with more illegal immigrants arriving in Europe than any year since record set in 2016. And once again, I've said this many, many times, but this is exactly what Daniel speaks of in his prophecies, that in the EU, which will be the end times beast, okay, that says that they will not be cohesive. They will not hold together because they are a mixture of peoples. Once the ball starts dropping and the world starts having all the crisis and all the food crisis and all the health crisis, they are going to be killing each other by the millions. It's just going to be wholesale slaughter, and these people are not smart enough. They are smart enough, they just won't reason it through, that they are destroying themselves. They're destroying their heritage, and they're destroying any chance of a future for themselves. And we're doing the same thing over our southern border every single day. We're doing exactly the same thing. This is an intentional destruction of Western culture. From Zero Hedge, I've changed my mind. Swedish Open Borders MP makes complete U-turn. Louis Meijer, I guess, a lawmaker with the now governing moderate party, previously took a stand for openness and supported the refugees' welcome mantra, but now wants to pull up the drawbridge completely. But I've changed my mind on the matter. The change that Sweden has undergone and is undergoing is fundamentally changing the country. Mass immigration has been followed by several major problems. Specifically, she pointed to the fact that serious organized crime is committed to a large extent by people with foreign assets, that new arrivals are not self-sufficient, and that the culture of honor, separatism, and Islamism is limiting and dangerous. Meijer asserted that integrating large numbers of migrants has been a total failure for Sweden and for integration to work. People who both want to move here and who already live here need to adapt to Swedish society and our values, but they're not willing to do it in any way, shape, or form. She is now calling for a strict limit on migration in the near future and dedicating herself to ensure that the country begins a large deportation campaign. Before I go on, we've got a little bit of a bonus above them because many of the Hispanics that come here blend into the society. They become a part of the society. Even if they can't keep their culture, they become a part of the American society. Whereas if you go to Detroit and Dearborn, Michigan, they're not a part of the society. They live in the country, but they are not Americans in the sense of becoming a part of the society. We've got more of a buffer than they do in Europe. And so Europe's going to be in more trouble in that respect. The Hispanic people come here, they learn the language, they start working hard, et cetera, et cetera. You're not going to get that with the people up in Dearborn, Michigan. They're going to have their own little Islamic state up there, and it will never change. Okay? That is Europe in a nutshell. You need to work, speak Swedish, and do your duty before you demand your rights. Those who do not want to adapt and integrate should not stay in Sweden either. Deportation or repatriation should then be a real option. After being one, if not the safest, countries in Europe, Sweden now records the second most bombings out of any country not at war besides Mexico. Riots and civil unrest have become commonplace. Sweden is the most dangerous country in Europe. Used to be the safest, it is now the most dangerous. Zero Hedge. London's King's Cross Station removes Islamic messages from display boards after backlash. London's King's Cross Station. Muslim stuff all over it. People did not like that. The company that operates trains at King's Cross Station in London has removed Islamic messages on information boards about sinners who must repent. In other words, you must turn to Islam.
Right.
Times of Israel. U.S. official, only handful of issues unresolved in U.S.-Saudi component of Israel normalization plan. We'll see. Al Jumeirah, Hezbollah using Lebanese people as human shields, just like in Gaza, placing munitions in heart of civilian areas, Israel says. Okay, we got something from Mongolia. From IntelliNews, 16 million livestock set to perish in Mongolia's Dzud. It was bad. It has gotten much, much worse. The astonishing figure, equivalent to around one quarter of the animals herded in the country by the end of last year, is the latest forecast death toll for cattle, goats, horses, and other animals that will be lost to the harshest extreme winter weather that the country has experienced in nearly half a century.
Global warming.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing is, they could say, well, that's climate change and the warming causes the cooling. I've actually heard people say that. But what does the last sentence say? In nearly half a century. So they've had this bad in the past and it has nothing to do with their crazy argument. Anyway, Daniel 12 Technology from The Bite. China working on a giant rail gun to shoot astronauts into space. The giant rail gun system is designed to accelerate a hypersonic aircraft to speeds of Mach 1.6. Once it reaches the end of the track, its engine then accelerates to the edge of space at 7 times the speed of sound. If actually built, it could greatly cut down on the amount of fuel such a craft would need to get to space, allowing it to carry bigger payloads and save a considerable amount of money as well. Now, I know that this sounds crazy with people, but they have been working on this all the way since like the 40s. There was a guy that built a gun that was specifically made to shoot satellites into space. Just shoot it up instead of using, you know, rockets, etc. And he had it all figured out and they just never funded it. So it is possible, but using a rail gun is more powerful and you're going from zero to Mach 1.6 really fast. I'm not sure if the human body can take that, but they seem to feel comfortable that it can. Yeah, I know. Out of a cannon, off he goes. Needless to say, it's a wildly ambitious plan. But scientists are already actively working on turning the idea into a reality. China isn't the first to consider the use of an electromagnetic space launch system. In the 1990s, NASA started constructing a test rail that measured 50 feet long. But due to a lack of U.S. military funding and plenty of technical hurdles, the project was abandoned. The military also developed much lower-speed electromagnetic catapults to launch planes from aircraft carriers. However, an early version of the system installed on the carrier USS Ford has been plagued by problems. Trump said, "I want this taken out." He was right. This is nonsense. It is bad technology. What we have had has worked since World War II and even a bit before it. And it doesn't fail. It gets those planes into the air every time. And of course, these people want to just keep doing the wrong thing because they make a lot of money off of it. Right. But in tests, scientists found they needed to accelerate the aircraft to blistering speeds to forego the need for a rocket's first stage. Releasing the aircraft at the right moment also has proven especially difficult thanks to colliding shockwaves. Nonetheless, scientists have determined that the idea is still technically feasible and safe enough for astronauts to endure. The country's considerable investments in developing maglev technologies could also give it an advantageous position. So we'll see if the Chinese can do it, but we have the technology, we just have not funded it to where it was usable. All right, it's a dangerous world, including the inevitable plagues the Book of Revelation speaks of. From Citizen Watch, this is good news for all of the people out there that don't like these type of things. Tennessee Senate passes bill banning... nobody. Okay, chemical spraying for geoengineering in the skies. The bill would ban the intentional injection, release, or dispersion by any means of chemicals, chemical compounds, substances, or apparatus within the borders of this state into the atmosphere with the express purpose of affecting temperature, weather, or the intensity of sunlight. 24 senators voted in favor, 6 opposed. Yeah, we just want to change the skies. God doesn't know what he's doing, and we're just going to go ahead and... From the Telegraph, world's population to fall for the first time since the Black Death. The decline in the number of children women are having has started to slow the growth of the global population, which stands at just over 8 billion people. And it could mean that it starts to fall within decades. It would be the first time that the number of people on the planet has decreased since the Black Death bubonic plague pandemic killed as many as 50 million people in the mid-1300s, including up to one-third of the population in Europe. That is the only time to date that the number of humans on the Earth has fallen, with historians estimating that the global population fell from around 400 million to 350 million. Women are required to have 2.1 children each on average to maintain population growth, known as the total fertility rate. And as of 2021, it stood at 2.23 worldwide. But experts say it is on a persistently downward trend, having fallen from 4.84 in 1950. And researchers predict it will decrease to 1.83 in 2050 and 1.59 by 2100. That means that in 2050, 155 of 204 countries will have birth rates lower than required to sustain the population size. My guess is that the tribulation period will preempt that, and the world population will go, as it says in Isaiah, to where man is scarcer than fine gold. I think that'll happen before this. I don't know. I'm not speculating. I'm just saying that's what I think. But one way or another, when the tribulation starts, the planet is going to have the biggest decrease in population ever. Be ready. Well, the flood, absolutely, other than the flood. This is the flood kind of repeat, but it's not with water this time. From Fox, goat in Minnesota tests positive for bird flu. First ever U.S. case. News 6, taps have run dry across South Africa's largest city in an unprecedented water crisis. Okay. Lioness of Judah, pro-vaccine doctor who mocked anti-vaxxers online, dies suddenly at 43. Morality is declining. From the Wall Street Journal, abortion is President Biden's top issue. Abortion, Biden's top issue for re-election campaign. The murder of human life, unborn human life, is his top issue. That shows you the priorities of the Democrat Party of the United States of America. Number one issue, Breitbart. White House, our initiative to address diseases that impact women differently will include people born male. Breitbart, U.S. intelligence official claims cross-dressing makes him better at understanding foreign actors. This is people in U.S. government, people that we're funding. Instead of sending them to an insane asylum, we've got in government positions.
It would be great if we had any insane asylums.
But Breitbart, Manhattan's largest school district approves resolution to ban trans students from girls' sports. Good. Guardian, Alabama bans DEI in schools and says bathrooms must be designated by biological sex.
Good.
Christian Post, Wyoming becomes 24th state to ban gender transition procedures for minors. Good. The Post Millennial, LGBTQ plus history will be taught in all Washington State public schools in 2025. They need to start with the story of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes.
This is what your legacy is and what it will remain.
Yes.
Zero Hedge. NIH prioritizes schools with diversity statements in doling out grants. Fox, American Cancer Society finds homophobia and discrimination can cause increased cancer risk in LGBTQ plus people. If you are homophobic, you are causing those people to have cancer. Did you know that? Hey man, that's the American Cancer Society. They must know. Zero Hedge. Museum claims dinosaurs have an LGBTQ history and birds are queer. Yeah, this is a valid museum. Reuters, Russia adds LGBT movement to list good of extremist and terrorist organizations. That's exactly what it should be here. Exactly. Zero Hedge, spending deal bans flying pride flag over U.S. diplomatic buildings. He signed it. He didn't know he signed it, and now they are banned, and he's trying to get that undone. Good for the Congress to have snuck that in. No gay flags over embassies. I can't believe we need a law to say that, but he signed it, and now he's all upset at himself, and he's trying to find a legal way of changing the law that he signed. Scottish Daily. It must be April Fool's Day in the SNP's Scotland when calling a male person a man becomes illegal. The Scottish government confirmed that Hate Crime and Public Order Act will take effect tomorrow, April 1st, bringing with it some of the most draconian curbs on freedom of speech and expression in any free democracy on the planet. Incredibly, the first test case of these new SNP restrictions may well come via the billionaire author J.K. Rowling, whose Harry Potter books have brought light and happiness into the lives of countless children. She was recently reported to the police in England for describing the trans woman broadcaster India Willoughby as a man. Northumbria police were reassuringly quick to tell Willoughby that no crime had been committed, but it remains to be seen what will happen in Scotland if a similar remark were to be reported after April 1st. Rowling, whose Ministry of Magic was another literary example of how easily state powers could be subverted, could find herself in a plot too far-fetched even for her own fertile imagination. In another horrendous irony, the police will begin enforcing this new and dangerous legislation, which will also make misogyny a hate crime, at around the same time as cost-cutting new policy is rolled out nationwide, which will mean that around 1 in 20 actual crimes are no longer investigated. If somebody breaks into your garden shed and steals your bike, for example, or if your car is vandalized, then no action will be taken unless there is a witness or other evidence such as CCTV footage. However, if you were to say that you wouldn't want an adult transgender female with male parts to share a changing room at the swimming pool with your daughter, then you may risk prosecution. Somebody vandalizes your car, they will not investigate. The law has been passed. No investigation unless there was a witness. But that guy can go in with your daughter and you will go to prison if you complain. Some other news. Zero Hedge. China behind superhighway that targets U.S. with mass migration, economic warfare. China is behind part of what's going on south of our border. Listen to this. The Pan-American Highway ends at Yaviza in Panama. Construction workers have cleared towering trees to make the way for a steel and concrete bridge mighty enough to withstand flooding from the Chuquanaque River. An on-site worker for the construction company, Cusa, said the project will cut 4 miles into the Darien jungle at a cost of $42 million and includes a second bridge crossing the Turia River that would leave some 55 miles to finish the Pan-American Highway, also known as Highway 1, through the mountainous rainforest to connect it to Turbo, Colombia. If it's ever completed, the highway will stretch about 18,000 miles from Alaska to Argentina. opening up a land corridor to the length of the Americas. It has gone unfinished for decades due to American and Panamanian concerns over the environment, crime, and disease, none of which China cares about, and more recently, mass migration. The dangerous, rugged terrain acts as a natural barrier to travel from South to Central America. The new project has worried some who fear completing the road into the Darien Gap will be a win for China and a loss for America. China would benefit through an alternate trade route around the Panama Canal, which is essential to global trade. But for the U.S., it could open the floodgates to migrants from South America. Meanwhile, U.S. leaders have grown increasingly wary of the military implications tied to Chinese infrastructure projects being built in America's backyard as a part of its BRI, especially around the Panama Canal. In 2018, Panama signed on to China's ambitious BRI project, dubbed a modern Silk Road. After publicly recognizing Taiwan as part of China, much to the surprise of and concern of the United States, the CCP aims to utilize the BRI to amass power and influence at the expense of world democracies. China seeks to supplant the U.S. as the world's leading economic and military power, and they're doing it by subverting our nation through things like this. Zero Hedge. We're so sick of it. Northern border crisis gets worse. Not the southern border, the northern border. The illegal immigrants travel alone or in small groups, discarded unwanted belongings as they trudge further south into Vermont, headed for destinations unknown. And it's only gotten worse since Biden took office. In fiscal year 2023, border officials encountered 189,401 illegal and inadmissible immigrants along the U.S.-Canada border, including at the ports of entry. Of those, 10,021 were caught crossing illegally between ports of entry. In fiscal year 2021, that number was 916. So we went from 916 to 189,401 in 2 years. Swanton Sector Chief Patrol Agent Robert Garcia wrote on social media earlier this month that border agents in his sector apprehended more illegal immigrants in fiscal year 2023 than the prior 11 fiscal years combined. The Swanton sector encompasses 24,000 square miles and includes all of Vermont and several counties in New Hampshire and New York. Mail Online, nearly 200,000 migrant deportation cases are thrown out because Biden admin failed to file the paperwork before court hearings. Tell me that's not intentional.
Absolutely.
Zero Hedge. Council orders London Fish and Chip shop owner to remove British flag mural. This guy is not even a Brit originally. He came from, I believe, Cyprus. He's proud of the country. He's got a flag mural. A fish and chip shop owner in London has been ordered by the local council to remove a mural featuring a Union Jack flag and the words, "A Great British Meal," from the side of his building after some locals complained it is not appropriate for the area. Mail Online. Illegal migrant is charged with raping mentally incapacitated 14-year-old girl in Alabama as furious Senator Tommy Tuberville slams Biden for aiding and abetting these monsters.
Yeah.
Breitbart. 2024 Paris Summer Olympics cancel air conditioning due to climate concerns. So they've cut back on the number of people that can attend, and now they're turning off all the air conditioning. That's going to be a fun Olympics, folks. From the Hill, DeSantis signs ban on homeless people camping in Florida public spaces. CBS, LA council member wants a city homelessness department for a more effective response. So we got one guy over here doing this, and we got these people over here doing exactly the opposite. I wonder which will work better. Mail Online, U.S. sinks to lowest place ever in world's happiest countries. League table dropping out of top 20 for the first time and ranking as low as 62 after Mexico and Guatemala among the under 30s. Imagine that. Okay, who said it? He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. The angel. There you go. Jesus is risen. We're not worshiping a dead savior. Listen, Muhammad's still in his grave. When he gets raised, it's going to be for the great white throne judgment. Okay? We serve a living Christ. Okay, got a couple of lesserics here for you. They both did one. It's this time of year, so I'll read you them both. The soldiers, they fainted from fright. Disciples at last saw the light. The Spirit brought flame. Folks were never the same. With Jesus, you'll too have his might. He's not here. He has risen, as said. He's alive, so you're no longer dead. Christ has risen indeed. Satan's slaves have been freed. 'Cause to God's only Son, they are wed. Okay. I got an irony and we will be done. Ironic, I got a wastewater guy sitting in the church with me. I'm an old wastewater guy. How nice to have you here, sir. Irony. While the world rejoiced and Jesus' followers wept and lamented, God was doing something wonderful in Christ Jesus. On the third day after his crucifixion, he was resurrected to eternal life. The power of Satan was destroyed, the law was annulled, and victory was realized as he came from the tomb. Happy Resurrection Day to all of you. Such is the world in which we live. So from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, I'm Charlie Garrett, and that is your CG Prophecy Report for the week.